This is Money Talks.
Is Money Talks.
Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on radio.
All right. Bill, Reggie from Roswell. I'm confused about the deductibility of my IRA contributions. I have a 401k at work. Which is better to consider a Roth? I don't quite get that question, but I understand what he's saying is.
When is it better?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm confused about the deductibility, too, because they keep changing the doggone rule. Neither here nor there. All right. So generally, go ahead.
We're putting you up as an expert.
I'm an expert. I'm telling the truth. It's hard. You can't do this at home. Cannot do this at home. Can you change the oil in your car today?
No. By the way,
how about change the spark plug? You can't even take the hood. You can't even lift the hood up.
I can't even change the air filter.
You can't even lift the hood up.
I just wanted to tell you. Your column in the MDJ, I mean, it's getting rave reviews. People come up to me and they say, well, what does Bill think about this?
I don't know. I got to go look it up. I mean, some of this stuff you have to really research. All right. So the limits this year for both the traditional and the Roth IRA is $5,500 if you're under 50 and $6,500 if you're over. All right. So if you want to make a Roth IRA contribution – and you're single, you can only do it if you earn between $129,000.
Up to.
So it phases out between $114,000 and $129,000. If you're married filing jointly, it's $181,000 to $191,000. And if you're married filing separately, it's $10,000. Okay. Zero to $10,000.
Our normal strategy is that if you work for a company who matches anything of your 401k,
yeah,
that you should do that.
Mm-hmm.
You do that first.
Absolutely.
So
why is that?
Well, because it's free money.
It's the only place in the world where you can get a guaranteed rate of return.
What we do is if they put 5% away, we put 3%.
Four.
Yeah. We just raised it.
Yep.
Yeah. 4% away. So why in the world wouldn't you take 5% of your money and put it in your 401k plan where we're going to match 4%?
Right.
That's a huge deal. You just made, last time I figured, that was 80% return on your money.
Right. Guaranteed.
Guaranteed. Mm-hmm. Right off the bat. So you'd want to do that. Now, if you have any extra money you can save, the decision is, do I want to put it into a tax-deductible IRA?
Right.
All right? Or do I want to put it into a Roth? Now, what a Roth is, it's one in which you don't take the deduction off of your pay for the money you put into it, but you're not taxed on the money when you pull it out.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no penalty to pull out your contributions. So if you put $2,000 a year for 5 years, and there's $10,000 in there. There's $11,000 in there, but you could pull $10,000 out to put down on a house if you want to.
Correct.
Without a penalty.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So whereas in the IRA, if you pull that money out, tax-deductible IRA, you pull that $10,000 out, guess what? Ordinary income, then there's a penalty to pull it out before you're, 59 and a half.
Correct.
So there's your breakdown in your differential and what you want to do with your money.
Isn't there a backdoor way for people above the income levels to get into a Roth?
Yeah, you can convert, and I didn't look at that number. I bet they indexed it, but it's around 100,000.
Yeah.
So as long as it did away with the income limit. No, you're absolutely right. You can't. You know what? I'm going to back up.
Okay.
I'm going to retract that. I will have that answer next week.
Okay.
No, because the answer to your question is yes, but it depends. Because if you have other IRAs that you have to convert at all,
okay.
you can't just convert.
But if you don't have an
IRA, it is complicated.
I got you.
Yeah, it's not as simple. But that'll be a good one. Curtis, we should cover that next week.
Do an article on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that is.
Being tax time right now, that's probably a good time to write an article about something like that.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
We have you three quarters of the way at the answer. Anything more complicated than that, wait next week and we'll talk about it. And those of you folks at
Cleveland,
Tennessee, you can probably get online to the American Daily Journal to read Bill's article.
Mm-hmm. That's true. But let's 401k versus Roth 401k. All right. So you were talking about Roth IRA.
Yeah.
So we offer here, and most firms do today, you can put your contributions in tax deductible,
mm-hmm.
or you can put it into a Roth. It's not tax deductible. And we ran these numbers. And there is, we ran them probably 5 years ago for you, and it didn't really pay. The differential in the tax savings didn't really pay.
Right.
So we didn't do a Roth for you. Ran them for me, and absolutely on paper. when you're looking out 40 years, the smartest thing in the world for me to do is put it in a Roth.
The tax savings are hard to pass up. That's guaranteed.
There's no way I'm going to eat $500 a month. Mm. So, I mean, at some point, you got to decide if you're 40 and trying to raise some kids and, you know, $500 a month's real money.
Yeah.
On an after-tax basis, that's, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's 2 weeks at a grocery store.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, for a family of four, I bet. Or maybe a month's worth of groceries.
Yeah.
Probably not a month, but 2 weeks maybe.
Depends on where you're shopping.
Yeah.
Harry's, that's good for
I bet you spend more than $500 a month.
I do.
That's good for 1 week at Harry's.
Probably.
But you know what I'm saying. You go to Ulta and that might be, you know, that might last you for a month.
If halibut's in season, Gene, I don't know.
$17.99 a pound. I had Bill and Susie over the other night.
Yeah. So, you know, you've got to weigh those. You've got to weigh those options. Clearly, long term, that's a better scenario for you. But, you know, you got to weigh the.
And halibut is not up over last year. That was about the price it was last year.
It's not. I'm sure they.
It's immensely expensive all the time.
I'm sure their pound is 12 ounces now.
Is it not normal?
All right, let's take a break here, guys. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.